The tasks that the boy undertook in his mother's household would have been hard work for a grown man, but his outdoor life had made him strong. His splendid health helped him to succeed. This same strength gave him an advantage over other men throughout his life. He was like a sturdy tree that could grow with little to eat and drink and could stand the harshest weather without noticing it. While he was helping his mother, Robert went to school as well. His first teacher was an Irish gentleman, a Mr. Leary, with whom young Robert continued his friendship for many years. Later, he prepared for West Point Military Academy at the school of Mr. Benjamin Hallowell, where he made a special study of mathematics. The famous teacher always spoke of him as a splendid student. After school hours, when other children played, Robert hurried home to take his mother driving. And now he had to pretend he was really grown up to amuse the invalid. He told her that her ride would not make her better if she were not cheerful. When she shivered with the cold, he called to Nat, the coachman, to halt. Then he pulled out his big jackknife and some newspapers and made curtains to keep out the wind that whistled through the openings of the old family coach. His gay and happy efforts would soon cheer her.